My brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Lent. This is a season of great grace for your soul. And in this season, we are looking to repent of our sins and to renew our baptism. So let us keep those deep within our hearts, repentance for our sins and the renewal of our baptism. 3 points to help us with our embracing of the Lenten season. First of all, don't try to do too much. The prophet tells us to rend your hearts, not your garments. If we try to do too many things, we will not be able to rend our hearts. We will not be able to have that contrition that is necessary to repent. So do not try to do too many things. Remember Martha and Mary. Martha was busy about many things, but Mary knelt at the feet of our Lord. And so if all you can do each day in the season of Lent, these 40 days, is simply pray the rosary, that is enough if it is done with a generous heart. Don't try to do too much. Secondly, help one another out. Don't be jealous. Get rid of all bitterness, jealousy, envy. Forgive one another. Try to see the good in one another. Help each other out. This will free you from any kind of self-righteousness or even sadness that may come when you see others benefiting and yourself left behind in some moments. Try to help one another out. When you see somebody doing well, encourage them. Encourage them. And lastly, as Jesus tells us so clearly in this gospel, look for the reward only that your Father gives you from heaven. Don't look for any other reward. Only what your Father in heaven, and he knows what you need before you ask him. He says, blessed are those who are poor. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for what's right and merciful and pure of heart, etc. Look for your blessings from your heavenly Father. He sees you in secret what you're doing for him and in ways of repentance and desiring to renew your baptism, and he will reward you. So remember those things. Don't try to do too much. Help one another out and look for the rewards that only our Heavenly Father can truly give us.